fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 31st day of August, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin our show with something that's still legal in California, in Massachusetts, in New York. For how long, we don't know. But we begin our show with a Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today, and Lee and I will be talking about this in greater detail, work on your physical fitness and your health. That's certainly right up there with daily prayer. It is, seriously. Work on your physical fitness and health. And we do a patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, a gentleman who's made it a quest to understand, comprehend, and be very resourceful in knowing everything about doTERRA essential oils and how they can help you in your daily life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Let's get your volume up there a little bit. Well, you were contacted by, I believe, a gentleman who wants to be regain lost health and physical fitness. And tell us a little bit about this guy, maintaining his privacy, if you would, please.
Yes. No, he just called out of the blue. He said he'd been listening to the show for a while, and he was getting it. He bought some from a local a place that does it retail, which is unusual. Very few places do retail. And he said he's also bought some as a retail customer from doTERRA. I said, you know, you wasted 25% on doing that. If you have the oils directly, you know, if you get them directly from doTERRA, they ship to your house, then you know there's no possibility of counterfeits. I mean, even there was even a bank in Bulgaria that got counterfeited $300,000 worth of Chinese gold, direct from China. So, you know, they're counterfeiting gold coins, Nikes, Gucci, and everything. And I just saw yesterday $3 million worth of other counterfeited stuff. So, you know, I conveyed to him. I said, it makes sense to buy it directly from the company. And And so, you know, he told me his whole list of issues that he was dealing with, you know, melanoma on his nose, and his hip was going out. And the first thing I asked him about weight, I said, are you overweight? What's your BMI? And, you know, he's 165 pounds and it's 5'11". So I was like, that's not the typical, you know, reason why. And I thought it was congenital or inherited.
Right.
And he said, no one else in my family has it. And he talks about the work he did. He was working in a senior citizen's home and walked about 6 to 8 miles every day. He would know because he had the Fitbit or whatever that was, those walkers, the pedometers. And he talked about that. And I said, you know, when your body has to compromise with one hip or one side, like when you break one arm, you have atrophy there, and the other arm has to compensate. So, and we just, you know, we went in depth about that. And so, you know, he said that the naturopath recommended using eucalyptus on his hip and frankincense. No, I'm sorry, he used eucalyptus on his nose. They did talk about some other oils for his hips, and he said he liked eucalyptus, but it became hot to him, you know, as in being sensitive. And I said, yeah, some oils are more sensitive than others, like lemongrass and oregano and cinnamon and cassia. And so he said he switched over to frankincense. And so you see his, you know, his acceptance. And then, you know, we talked on the phone for about an hour yesterday, and he told me about his whole list, and he sent it to me via email. And then I responded, and I sent him all the science and told him about PubMed.gov and all of the other, you know, sources. I said, there's 40,000, over 40,000 studies on PubMed, which stands for Publication Medical, you know, .gov. And this is a clearinghouse worldwide of protocols. So it talks about ivermectin and quercetin and essential oils and everything else, and acupuncture and acupressure. So when people, you know, talk to me, the first thing I ask is, well, let's hear about the protocols. You know, where can I find this information? So you can really judge a company if they send out references, you know, in which you can actually see it, not people that talk about it. We're talking professional scientific references, not the BS science of the, this is science, and, you know, if you take the shot, you won't die, you don't have to wear a mask, we won't lie to you ever again. And, oh, now Israel has said you have to take, if you don't have three, you lose your passport. So, you know, this is true science that you have access to. You can contact the science, the researchers. So, you know, we talked for a while, and he put it in his order. I said, you know, if you get a kit and you save money, and it's even more than the 25%, plus you don't have the enrollment fee. And then they asked, hey, would you like to be in a wellness advocate or wholesale? And he said, what's the difference? I said, wholesale, you get 25% off. The difference is with the wellness, you have the ability but no obligation that you can share it with friends and family and workers, and they can buy it, and they can, you know, and then doTERRA will send you a commission, a referral commission for helping other people get healthy. So he was excited, and I said, and he was wavering, and I said, you know, let's just focus on getting you healthy now. Let's not worry about you making money. Let's get healthy. So just become a wholesale advocate. You can always upgrade. The only mandate from the government is if you get paid, they want to have your social on file. So that's the gist of the conversation. He was glad to be able to, get that resolved. And it was funny, even the doTERRA rep on the phone who'd been there for 2 or 3 years said, holy cow, you know your stuff. I wish you were available to more people, but it was just funny how they described, how saying, you know, you have a great resource. And I said, you have the fifth edition or do you have the modern essential? He said, yeah, I have the fifth. And I said, you know, the fifth is awesome. And now they're coming out with the 13th. You don't have to get the 13th right now, but, you know, they've added almost 100 different oils in the last 7 years to our arsenal and our inventory. So, you know, consider getting that. And you know, you shouldn't pay more than $15-$20. And, you know, if you can find a 12th or a 13th edition, relatively inexpensive, buy it. So he's going to be putting that in his list too. So, you know, he has all the information about cancer, and I don't just send about information only on doTERRA. I talk about Ty Pollinger and his book called, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and all the protocols he talks about. So Royal Rife Technology, the Gershom Method out of Canada, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. And most of these people have been banished by the FDA, and they have to go offshore. And a lot of them were Americans, but they had to leave because they were being ostracized and blacklisted by the FDA and AMA and ADA and every other alphabet soup. So they still want to help people, and they have integrity, but they're doing that because they want to continue helping. So, my attitude is, when you're dealing with something, the big C word, you need to have everything in your arsenal. And so, I am not beholden to anything. And the fact that, I'm not going to keep, somebody's life just because I want to sell them essential oils. My attitude is, whatever they can use and have every weapon in their quiver, or every arrow in their quiver available, that's my attitude. So, he was glad to see that, and he's got lots of reading to do for the next 3 days until all of his oils show up. So that was the gist of the conversation and the gist of his information.
Well, that's a great story, and I know we're going to be a lot of help for this gentleman. We got our first call here, Leon. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Leon, your country has need of your service. I'm sorry. I wanted to relay my primary health care provider 5 years ago had stacked positively charged red blood cells. This was pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And her colleague placed doTERRA Balance Blend on her feet, and they did another blood sample, and it made the blood perfectly normal. And
yes,
I have a request of you to get a bottle of Balance Blend to Dr. James. Calls in the John Show and is doing patient research. That we need empirical evidence. This could help those that have the clot shot and those that are on the receiving end of the shedding of the clot shot. Ecclesiastes 9:18 says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. This includes bioweapons. And you could make a difference in this country in a huge way by researching this. If you deliver or mail a bottle to Dr. James, I believe he's in the Springfield, Missouri area, you could save the country, Leon.
Well, I appreciate the accolades and yes, I would like to get the information for Dr. James. If you have his first name, I'd love to hear it. I can research, or if you have his contact info, maybe leave it with that Julie, the call screener, and then I can get him home.
I'm sorry, I don't. John would know more about him than I would. He had talked to Tom Berryhill about test instruments as well.
All right, I've got Dr. James' contact information. Okay. That's not an issue.
Yes, sir. And Sherman, I appreciate that. And I agree with you when you're talking about the blood stacking. I one of the doctors who works with doTERRA actually did a live, it's called dark field microscopy, or it's live blood analysis. And so he had gone to the Golden Arches and had a big happy meal. And he did the before and after. And you could see the difference in his blood. So he had all the canola fries and all the shortening and the hamburger and all the chemicals in the Happy Meal. And then you could see his bud was normal and moving around before he had eaten it. And then after it did that clumping, like you said, the coin stacking, and they call it it's a French word, relu, r-o-u-l-e-a-u-x. And then he, 5 minutes later, he put on the balance oil, and it used to be online. I believe it's been taken down since. But he took the balance, and within 5 minutes, the cells no longer clumped or aggregated together, and then they separated, and you can see them moving around quickly it almost looked like they were joyful. So I agree with you with balance. It is something, it's one of the five oils Dr. Hill recommends everybody in the world uses daily. Balance, which is exclusive to doTERRA. Then On Guard for immunity. Those are both blends. And then the other two are lemon oil and frankincense. And he said everybody should use those daily. So I agree with you in the power of balance. And if I can find that video on YouTube again, I will forward it to you. And let me give you my phone number. So I'd love to be able to stay in touch and answer any other questions and pursue that goal you have. My number is 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time. And so please reach out to me, and I'd love to be able to continue this conversation. But yes, that balance is phenomenal. And also, you're talking about, and the reason why I know how to spell that word is just in the last 2 days, Mike Adams at Natural News and others have shown and BitChute has it as well. There's three doctors, I think it was Dr. Malone, had it, and they had a dark field microscopy in which they would show that these people who had been recently vaccinated or clot shot or death jab, they had that. And the body, the cells, the red blood cells, like to keep separate. And so they used a positive and negative ions. Well, these shots have a tendency to overcome those ionization, and they will now clump up. And so now people are having the thrombotic and thrombosis issues. And so, yes, you are very accurate about the about that. And so, you know, I would love to be able to get that information to Dr. James and maybe even have him work directly with doTERRA, because we are always looking for doctors and researchers like Mike Adams worldwide. And so I agree with you. Thank you very much for the input. And thanks for your emotions. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to be humble in knowing that, yes, I'm just a small person in this army of God that wants to make a difference in the world. Thank you. Thanks, Sherman.
Thanks for the call, Sherman. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8255. I'm getting a bit of an echo here. I don't know, but I guess it went away. Well, we're helping people with their health here, obviously. And you know, you and I are both pretty active guys around the community and around the country, Leon, and I think you and I can agree that the state of health of Americans is pretty dismal, even for people in the Patriot community. And we need healthy, strong Americans for what's coming ahead, don't we, sir?
Absolutely. Even Mike Adams talked about it. He said, I lost 20 pounds by, you know, doing slushies and health drinks. And another thing that doTERRA has in that regard is an oil called Slim and Sassy. And men think that's kind of cheesy, so they also have a male's version called Cut and Confident. But it's a metabolic blend that increases your metabolism. So it has peppermint and grapefruit and ginger. And so it increases the fire inside you, so you burn. It also deletes and eliminates toxins, so all the junk that you cannot pronounce on the labels, and so it gets rid of the toxins in your body, and also reduces your appetite, so you're not cravenous.
That's all very good. Slim and Sassy, and what was the one for the Virgin for Men?
Cut and Confident.
Cut and Confident. Okay, we got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back. Listening to J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 31st of August. A quick reminder, at midnight tonight, the 31st of August, we discontinue taking orders for the rocket heater until the 1st of January. The current price of $2,000 ends tonight at midnight. January 1st, it goes up to $2,600. So you want one of these at $2,000? Get your order in before midnight tonight. Okay, you want to get started with doTERRA oils? We'll give a quick summary of how to do that. First of all, get yourself two copies of the same book. You'll want the 5th edition and the new 13th edition, which comes out next month. It may take a while to get one, of the book titled Modern Essentials. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. The 5th edition says things we're not allowed to say anymore. The 13th edition has all the latest oils in it, so you're going to want both. That's number one. Number two, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. You go ahead and buy the largest kit that you can afford. We don't suggest you go into debt. If you feel it's necessary, PayPal will allow you to pay back that dollar amount over 6 months with no interest. That's number two. Number three, if you need private coaching or would like to start your own home-based business with doTERRA oils, just give Leon a call at 303-495-2188. Leon, we got several calls on hold here. Let's go first to Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. Leon, I wanted to tell you how bad our medicine is anymore, so that's why we need something we could put in our mouth, on our skin or whatever, on our feet. Back in the day, when I was a medical technologist, it was a common test. I think we had to do it on everybody that came in, like we used to have to do AIDS on everybody and syphilis and all that. But anyway, it's called erythrocyte sedimentation rate. It was a little tube, and you spit it out, it's sitting in a little rack, and you put a certain amount of blood in there, and you start timing it, and you see how fast the blood sinks. Because when they rule low, they'll stack up like the coins. They're going to sink fast. And that way we knew there was inflammation going on somewhere. Wouldn't it be nice if they'd do something that simple anymore? But see, if it don't come off a machine, forget it. I don't even trust the machines. But anyway, for a lot of things I do. But I just thought I'd tell you that. And then you see people. They treat, if you had COVID, I think you would probably have a high ESR, a set of Ruload. But you know what? They don't do the test. So they don't want to know. They just, that's why we need some way to treat, because they'll start treating you for COVID just because you got a fever or something, and that's the in a nursing home I'm talking about, and they would give you whatever I forgot what it is they give them, but they give them all the wrong things and don't give them what they need to stay alive. It's pitiful. Yes, ma'am. It's just very
pitiful. You know what's really sad is my mother, very much like you, about your same age, you know, she still, you know, she can retire, but she wants to make a difference, and she's out helping other people. And so she's been exposed to all these people who are either in hospice or in terminal care, and actually they live at home. Some people live at home, and she helps them. And then she said she had a fever, and and 2 days later it got worse. She went in and got a test, and they said, oh, she has COVID. And the first thing the doctor said is, yeah, she said, I'm not taking the shot. And I have, you know, the doctor said, well, we can give you ivermectin and then a double version of a new FDA-approved intravenous setup. And I looked it up. She didn't know the name. And they said, we can come back tomorrow. I said, Mom, don't take the intravenous stuff. If she's going to give you the ivermectin, take it. And then I sent her all the information that I found on the intravenous information and a tour. And then she called the doctor and said, no, I'm not going to do that, but I will pick up the ivermectin. And the doctor said, nope, you can't have it now. So it's like they are trying to persuade you and force you to take their protocols, period. So I said, Mom, if they're doing that to you right now, what is that doctor telling you? Is that they don't really care. They want you to be controlled. And even though they offered ivermectin, they withdrew it once you said, I'm not going to take the IV. So once I heard that, you know, I called and I placed an order for my mom and had it overnighted to her. She was so excited. So she got the On Guard Plus gels, which is, you know, for people who are in IVs, who, you know, vancomycin and all the heavy-duty antibiotics, even IV antibiotics don't help. And so these are people like at death's door. So I only use the On Guard Plus when you have septicemia. And you are an IV, and the doctors are like, hey, nothing we have will work. And if your bacterial count isn't reduced yet, you may die. And so 60,000 people die in America of sepsis alone. So it's not something to joke with. So, you know, with your medical background, you would know about it. So I also sent her on oregano and cinnamon.
Oregano,
oh, go ahead, I'm sorry. Oregano and cinnamon are super antibiotics.
We don't even have COVID. They just give them steroids. Can you believe it? Yeah.
Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 31st of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. At midnight tonight, we discontinue taking orders for a rocket stove until the 1st of January. The price right now is $2,000 until midnight. No orders will be accepted until the 1st of January, when the price will then be $2,600. I'm going to begin my Labor Day sale of energy cleaners immediately. That would be $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I manually make the refund. So that sale will go from now until midnight, the first Monday of September. If you're mailing a check, just be sure it's postmarked before midnight, the first Monday of September, Labor Day. All right. And we've got Leon Green with us, and we got held over from the last segment, Pat in Texas. Pat, you got a further comment or question, my dear?
No, I wanted to tell you that I got my son the energy cleaner, and he had to kick the dog off, and the dog bit him. You never buy two.
Well,
you said yes.
We tell people keep the doors. If you don't want the cats and dogs on the energy cleaner mattress pad on your bed, you need to keep the door shut.
Wow.
All right, that's all it was. Thank you.
Here in the Ozarks, the only people that let dogs in the house are city people. well, seriously, there are some. There are some exceptions. There are some exceptions, but mostly it's city people only that let dogs in the house in the Ozarks. And our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. That was a good story about the dogs. I thought that was funny. I've got two little dachshunds, you know, and I don't think they would do very well just running around outside, but I agree with you. I used to live in the hills of Kentucky, so I know a little bit about southern Missouri there, you're in northern or southern Missouri?
South central. All right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good area. I have a couple of comments, and this is very good information we're getting this morning, Leon and John. Very good. This is going to help out a lot of people, I'm sure. Also, I wanted to say, I just got my property taxes paid off finally, and now that I've got some money to be able to spend some money on some other products, so I might be ordering some of those products from you, John. Anyway, the Stu Peters Show came out yesterday with a video, and there's a doctor named Dr. Young, I believe his name is, and he did the background, I guess, microscopy with electron microscopes, studying different vials of the COVID injections. And he did, this is a real thorough study that he did. He even used different brands, different types of electron microscopes to verify everything that he was documenting. And he sent all this documentation out to other researchers and other people that had, you know, that do that type of studying. But he found in there, several crazy things. One, he found that there's actually a glued together carbon and stainless steel objects in one of the vaccines types. And he found deadly parasites. So if you got something that was be good for parasites, he found the parasites in almost every one of them. And he found pieces of metal in almost every one of them, all different types of metal. But the one that he found that I thought was really weird was the one that was glued together, bounded together with the carbon. He found carbon and graphene oxide in almost every one of them. He found the graphene oxide in the that was glued together with the metal, some type of glue type, and he was able to identify that. And it was stainless steel of all things, but they're definitely up to something. I mean, you know, this is not normal. But if you've got something that would help people with parasites and deadly parasites, it would be, you know, that might be even greater. I mean, I know the thing with the blood clotting is we all know that's happening, so that's important, very important too. But they're injecting us with deadly parasites on purpose. Every one of those files that they were examined had those parasites in it, I believe. Also wanted to comment on the, I can't think of it now. Oh, yeah, the doctor that calls in. The other day I called in, and I believe it was the one that they were talking about earlier, the other caller, and I said something to the effect that I checked, you know, the legal protocol. Well, I kind of didn't spit that out right. It was, see, he had said that he thought that the Zelenko protocol would help with the, you know, help with those who have already been injected. And so when he said he thought, I went and looked up the Zelenko protocol, Dr. Zelenko, and he does, Dr. Zelenko does say that he, that his, on his website, that his protocols will help people that have been already been vaccinated to help eliminate some of the stuff, I guess, that's in it. So that's where I misspoke. It sounded, when I said it, it kind of came out like I was checking or double checking on the doctor there. But that wasn't the case, Dr. James, but that wasn't the case. I was just verifying what he said he had thought that it would help. There was something else, and I can't remember what it was, but Leon, this is great stuff you got here, and yeah, I agree that, you know, that you could, this could really make a difference to a lot of people. You could really help a lot of people, especially those of us who are fighting this stuff because people are sloughing it off on us, you know, shedding it. So.
Yes, sir.
So God bless you. Go ahead, okay. Please.
Go ahead.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead,
I appreciate the blessings, and I covet the prayers of the righteous. And so thank you very much. And about the parasites, yes.
Yes.
Oregano oil is phenomenal for that. So, yes, you know, you can put it on your feet. You can put it, you can do it sublingually. It's kind, it's a very hot oil. But, yes, I've seen people who've put it in there, you know, put it in the body, in the bloodstream, and they vacate. Just like the dog bit, you know, bit the owner of the energy cleaner. The parasites are the same way. They will go out through the skin. They will go out through the toilet because they do not like oregano in the bloodstream. So especially the bloodborne ones and even the ones that are in the muscle. So like trichinoworm, like it causes trichinosis and all the other, you know, if they used to have us on TV, but they dumped it. But it used to be the monsters inside us or inside me. And, you know, it typically be travelers. But, you know, 96% of everybody in the world has parasites, and the vast majority of those are microscopic. But when you start to get the big tapeworms that, you know, that are 33 feet long, the length of your colon, yeah, that's been years of exposure. So when you have those, that kind of parasitic, you know, hosts on your body, yeah, you'd have to use that oregano, you know, for a while to get rid of them. But yeah, when I say for a while, it'd be about 6 or 7 days, but they would start vacating, and it'd be very, very disgusting in the toilet to see that. But it happens all the time in America, and oregano is very good. So thank you very much for the compliments, and I would highly recommend, you know, if you're dealing with parasites, that would be it. And I don't know about the protocol application for the spike proteins, but using On Guard, you know, especially if you're going to get on a flight, anybody who flies or is around a lot of people, use On Guard every half an hour. If you start to get sick, then use On Guard Plus, the blend, because that also has melissa and oregano, and it has black pepper. So those are very good for viral issues. And so, you know, that's one thing I would highly recommend. So, you know, you've congratulations on your property tax. And yeah, I would grab some oregano, especially if you're concerned about parasites, because that'd be something that would protect you not only with COVID, but also in a grid down scenario, because water is going to be tainted and food is going to be also more, it's going to be harder to keep refrigerated and frozen, especially if there's a power outage like the Colonial Pipeline or Snowmageddon and everything else they have planned for us coming down the pike. Thank you, sir.
All right, Charlie, thank you for the call.
I do remember that last question I had, and I can take it all. I'll give the question, and I'll take the answer off the air. You were talking about cancer earlier, and I was wondering if you've ever heard of the hot seat treatment or injecting hydrogen peroxide, and I wanted to hear what you think about those. And then, I'll hang up now, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You got any follow-up there, Leon? Yeah.
I've not heard of the hot seat, and I don't remember reading that in the book, you know, Cancer, Step Outside the Box by Ty Bollinger. So there's a lot of things, you know, you don't know what you don't know, but I have heard of using hydrogen peroxide and also intravenously along with vitamin C, and I don't have the efficacy, but I know vitamin C has been used in that pursuit, and it's also highly effective for COVID. Even Dr. Ted Brower out of Florida talks about it. So I can't speak on the hydrogen peroxide, and I have to do more research on that. But thanks a lot, Charlie.
Right. Okay. Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. Yeah, the reason why I'm calling in, I wanted to talk about what Dave Hodges was reporting on about the unparalleled levels of tyranny that he believes is coming. One of his long-term services and colleagues, Dave, permitted him to view and take notes of certain documents. With your permission, I'd like to share those with everyone.
Sure.
Is that okay, John?
Sure, by all means.
Okay. He says he learned from unnamed federal government sources that the compliance rate will be 100%. They are going to implement a card to your phone to use in public QR readers. Will ultimately be the way that vaccinated status is checked, and it can double as contact tracing or for COVID or whatever variant flavor of the week is. They're going to prevent those who have not gotten it from boarding airplanes, taking public transportation, buying groceries, entering any public or private store, going to federal, state, and local office for any reason. H.R. 1 and S.B. 1 will be amended to include the right to vote. There will be a grace period for illegals, which will allow them to vote in 2022 and 2024. All participants in daycare through postgraduate education will be required to show their papers. No driver's license will be issued or renewed without proof. Eventually, public utilities will be made available without unavailable without your documentation. No medical service will be available to any resistor. Emergency health care will be withheld without the documentation. Compliance will be prerequisite to obtaining or refilling prescriptions. No marriage licenses will be granted unless both people are fully injected. No business license will be provided to uninjected people. Homeschooling will soon be outlawed. Third-party acquisition of health supplements, prescriptions and groceries will be criminalized. DUI roadblocks will be implemented. Each person in car must be injected, confirmed by a handheld device, or owner's car will be impounded and sold at auction in order to cover the enforcement fees. Vaccines will be made available after scanning the passengers and drivers. Following refusal, any uninjected person will be sent to an isolation camp along with the driver. These roadblocks were rehearsed in Colorado both on I-70 and I-25 through a joint training exercise with the Colorado State Patrol and DHS. This was during the H1N1 scare in 2009. In the drill, men, women, and children boarded different buses, presumably to go to different containment facilities. State-run CPS will be used to separate families based upon child endangerment statutes. Possessions of firearms will be equated with being a resistor. Any personal possession or transport of firearms will be expressly forbidden. There was nothing in the document regarding outright confiscation, but everything else is forbidden. He said there were 30 other items, but the reader can clearly see that the ability to buy, sell, or trade is blocked. There will be no exemptions, medical or religious. Citizens can arbitrarily be stopped in the street and asked for their proof of taking the injection. Anyone caught in public without proper permission will be sent for testing, and positive tests will result in being sent to an isolation camp. Their actions will legally considered to be one step below manslaughter, and mandatory sentencing will be demanded for repeat offenders. Another actions by the government contained in another document. He read, Americans can expect that its citizens will donate labor of the government's choosing. It will become of a public service requirement that will be extracted from all citizens. Further, there will be no pay for said service. However, participant families can apply for aid under the banner of universal basic income. This is very similar to what Obama's Executive Order 13603. Further excessive storage of critical resources, food, medicine will be outlawed beyond, as of now, an unidentified level. Home gardeners will be required to obtain a special permit. When these information sources are transferred to a chip placed in the forehead and or the hand, we can indeed be certain we have entered the final days. So this is quite serious. Everybody needs to come up with something to like doTERRA, to treat their medical conditions, because they're basically going to be denying people not only the needed medicines, but also the emergency and medical services. Doctors are already refusing to treat certain people.
Mm-hmm.
I have something else, if you could please hold me over.
Hold on to the break, Elizabeth. Hold on.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 31st. When it's time, Leon, we'll commence bayonet training here locally. Elizabeth, you have a final comment or question?
Yeah, I wanted to also add, Japan just recently is withdrawing millions of Moderna vaccines because they found black substance in it. And it's, I'm beginning to wonder if maybe it's what Steve was talking about. And that other caller that you had, more than likely it was the carbon nanotubes that they had found in there. The other thing is I attempted to try to go to the mayor here where I live, and I tried to explain to him that I have information. In fact, I had emailed some of it to him. He hadn't looked at it yet, but when I proceeded to explain my concern about these injections, that I believe that they're potentially harmful, he says, "Do you mean the ones that the CDC approved?" And I went on to try to explain to him. So then he repeated it again. I said, "I was hoping that I could meet with you." He says, "I'm not going to discuss anything, and I'm not going to meet with you." And he hung up on me. He wouldn't even review, not even look at anything. These people are so brainwashed by the mainstream media and the powers that be, the FDA, the CDC, Fauci.
You're right.
Who should be locked up by now. People really do truly need to prepare right now. Either these people are scared because they don't want to go against the powers that be, or they're just ignorant. I don't know which.
Elizabeth, can I interject real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, they've already chosen their path, and Mike Adams talks about that specifically. And so there's going to be repercussions for this, you know, the traitors' activity all the way up to the White House. And so since you're talking about wanting to educate, right now I didn't get a chance to say this, but doTERRA is having a online convention. They're going to do it annually. I've been to it for the last 10 years, but because of COVID, I'm not going to go across the nation, especially with potential of interstate shutdowns with vaccinations like you were talking with Dave Hodges. So you can access this on doTERRA.com, and you can, whether you're a member or not, you can still learn. So you can see Dr. Hill talk about balance and how it gets rid of the clumping. And they are definitely going to talk about COVID. So anybody can access this. I just signed up for mine yesterday. It was $89. You can view it from home. You can view it into the future, and you can also share it. So you can have people come to your house and learn about it. So people who are like, "I want to see the science. I want to see who's behind doTERRA." That's all going to be available. It starts September 8th till the 11th. And just a week and a half from now. So if you're interested, you can register and learn more. So I appreciate your input. And I'm sorry your mayor is that short-sighted. And you just have to keep persisting and maybe reach out to the health department. Maybe they'll be more receptive than a mayor with his head in the sand. So thanks, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, thank you for your call. We're going to top the hour break. Back with the Tuesday morning roundtable. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.